I'm Imogen.
And I'm Emil, and together we host Stuff's daily news podcast, Newsable.
Each day, we take a look at what's happening in the world.
And we bring you what's worth talking about.
If you haven't followed us yet, then search for Newsable in your favourite podcast player.
In the meantime, we've got something special for you. We recently chatted with Martin Van Beinen, the host of Black Hands, for a peek behind the scenes.
If you like what you're hearing, make sure you find and follow Newsable.
It remains one of the most controversial and compelling legal cases in New Zealand history. Of course, I'm talking about the Bain family murders.
On the 20th of June 1994, Robin and Margaret Bain and three of their four children, Arawa, Lynette and Stephen, were shot to death in Dunedin, New Zealand. The only suspects were David Bain, the eldest son and only survivor, and Robin Bain, the father. David was initially convicted of the murders, but after a lengthy appeal process, he was acquitted at a retrial.
Black Hands is a podcast charting the whole story of the case. It's massive. Millions of downloads are still rolling in. And Martin Van Beinen is the Stuff reporter behind it, and he's with us now. Kia ora, Martin.
Kia ora.
Martin, what was it about this story which made you think the world needs this in a podcast form?
I hate to dispel that particular myth, but in fact, it wasn't really my idea. I thought it would make a good book because I covered the 2009 retrial. I had a lot of information. I had all the notes of evidence from the trial, so I wrote the book. And I was talking to the press editor of the time, Joanna Norris. And she was a big podcast fan. I wasn't even entirely sure what a podcast was. So I listened to three or four episodes of Serial, and I thought, well, that doesn't look too hard. So I just started writing a 10-episode podcast based on the book.
If you don't have time to read the in-depth stories, or you just prefer to listen instead, The Long Read From Stuff is the podcast for you. Each week, we showcase one of our excellent pieces of journalism, telling important or entertaining stories from the world of crime, sport, history, culture, and more. You also get to hear from the journalists themselves about how they uncovered the story and how it came to life. So, for your weekly dose of long-form journalism, beautifully read, subscribe to The Long Read From Stuff wherever you get your podcasts.
I put it to you that maybe the reason that this is such a fascinating case, and maybe also part of the appeal of Serial, is that you get people who feel, even to this day, very strongly on both sides of the thing. Like, my grandparents live in Dunedin. They've lived in Dunedin, you know, since Moses was in short pants, as they say. And they are starkly divided on this. My grandma is convinced that David Bain is innocent. My grandfather's convinced that he's guilty. And they still fight about it to this day, almost 30 years on. You know, it's so lasting, the fascination with this case. What's behind that, do you think?
Yes, it's a good question. It was a very polarizing case. It's one of the classic, still one of the classic whodunits. Well, look, it's just an incredible case. It's a fascinating story. It's a family drama. And then you've got elements of the supernatural involved. As I've said, you've got these whodunit, and it can only be one of two people. So it's not as though you're casting your net very wide. It's one of two. Yeah, it's obviously touched the nation and has become part of New Zealand history. Even David's jerseys. Everyone knows about David's jerseys, for instance. Now, what a bizarre thing that is. You know, how many people talk about a suspected or an alleged murderer's jerseys?
We asked Adam Dudding and Eugene Bingham this question about the commune, but why do you think people are so into true crime podcasts?
Well, search me. But I think it's people like true crime for the same reason they like watching detective dramas on TV. It's all of humanity in a package. And I mean, you could say it's the worst of humanity, but sometimes it shows, you know, some great nuances of people's behaviour and motivations for it. And, you know, people love a mystery. People just love a mystery. And watching how you can work towards the truth.
Mm. And people love Black Hands. Martin van Beinen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Martin van Beinen here. If you enjoyed Black Hands, I think you might enjoy another true crime podcast from Stuff. Hosted by my colleague Michael Wright, it's called The Trial. It's about a case I covered in court, a fascinating murder case which went to trial even though there was no weapon or body. After a hung jury and a retrial, The Trial podcast is back with a verdict. Find the feed for The Trial and follow the show to get instant access to the whole series.